Hey, this is Mike Robbins. Thanks for joining me for this week's audio message. This week, we're talking about being uncomfortable. How willing are you to be uncomfortable? And while I know that's kind of a straightforward question, it's sort of an odd one if you think about it. Most of us don't particularly like being uncomfortable. But Michelle and I took a workshop this past weekend, and one of the conversations that came up during the course of the workshop was the importance of being willing to be uncomfortable. And I started to think about my own life and my work and my growth and my relationship with Michelle and my relationships in my life, and just kind of taking some inventory, assessing them, if you will, right now and also looking back in the past. It's often great to put ourselves into workshops or seminars or courses or places where we really can, you know, go deep into our own experience at the moment and do some important assessments. So that's what I was doing this weekend and have been the past few days. And one of the things that I noticed is that while on the one hand, I pride myself on being someone who's absolutely willing to be uncomfortable, and I talk about that and write about that and teach people and have had many experiences of stepping out of my comfort zone in life, I also noticed there's many times in the past and many aspects of my life right now where I don't feel that willing or that interested, definitely not that excited to be uncomfortable. And that's actually the bigger issue. That's what's holding me back. And I think that's true for most of us. Our willingness to be uncomfortable is often directly related to how much growth, how much success, how much fulfillment, how much joy we can experience. And in some ways, at least on the surface, it can seem a little bit paradoxical or almost oxymoronic. What is uncomfortability, if you will? I don't even know if that's a word, but what does that have to do with being successful, being fulfilled? Now, it's not about choosing to be in a place of pain or suffering or struggling necessarily, although many of us, myself included, sometimes think that's what growth's about, but that's not really it. But being uncomfortable means we're doing things differently. We're trying new things. We're doing things maybe that scare us. We're saying things in a way that are bold, that are vulnerable, that we're not 100% sure how they're going to be received. But that's where growth happens. That's where life really takes place. It's in that uncomfortable, out on the skinny branches place of life. And because it can be scary and stressful, and because so many of us, myself included, are attached to other people's opinions of us at times and want to look good and seem like we have it together and all of that, we often shy away from being uncomfortable. And in so doing, do we keep ourselves safe? Yes, which of course is the job of the ego, to keep us safe. But we miss out on so many opportunities. We miss out on so many potential experiences. And ultimately, the places where we're not only successful, but really fulfilled in life, have a lot to do with our unwillingness to be uncomfortable. You think of so many things in your life that you've accomplished, that you've experienced, that you've appreciated, that you're proud of, and whether we're talking relationships, we're talking professional successes or experiences, we're talking about things you did in school or whatever it is, again, whether it was a long time ago, more recently, or even currently in your life, there's almost always a theme of a risk being taken. We step through something uncomfortable, something scary, something we weren't sure exactly how it was going to turn out. And we did it anyway, and we figured it out. And even simple things like driving a car, riding a bike, those things were uncomfortable initially too. Probably learning how to walk and talk. It's hard to remember that consciously, but whatever it is, learning how to use a computer, learning how to use your iPhone or your cell phone or your BlackBerry or whatever you're using now, even though sometimes I still can't figure mine out. But it's uncomfortable when we're learning, when we're trying to figure it out. And that's true for so many aspects of life. So take a look in your life right now and assess yourself honestly, you know, without judgment, of course. But where are you willing to be uncomfortable and where are you not? And if you're anything like me, you'll probably notice the places where you're less willing to be uncomfortable, it's probably the areas where you're less fulfilled, you're less excited, and there's not as much juice, if you will. There's not as much happening. There's not as much excitement. So what can we do? How do we expand our capacity to be uncomfortable? And it's not even really the capacity to be uncomfortable. It's the capacity to be willing to be uncomfortable, to be okay in the midst of the uncertainty. And look, our world these days, especially in the last year or two, incredibly uncomfortable for a lot of us, for a lot of different reasons. So whether we're willing to be uncomfortable or not, most of us are, at least to some degree, we might as well embrace it. So the first step, as often is the case with most things, is to just tell the truth about it. Take an honest assessment of your own ability or inability, or your willingness, I should say, or unwillingness, to be uncomfortable. Secondly, start to think of some of the places, or look at some of the places, where you're not willing to be uncomfortable, you're not willing to go for it, take a risk, step out, and just ask yourself why. And the answer is almost always going to be some fear or some set of fears that you have. What are you afraid of? But really deal with the fear. At least acknowledge it. Face it. Talk about it. Think about it. What are you afraid of? What would happen, you think? Or what are you afraid would happen if you did step out of your comfort zone in that particular area of life? And then the third step is to start to challenge yourself. And get some support if you need it from a friend, a coach, a mentor, a coworker, your spouse, whomever, to step out. What could you do or say that would be uncomfortable? Now, not again for the sake of stressing yourself out, for the sake of making it hard and difficult, but for the sake of your growth, for the sake of your fulfillment, for the sake of your goals and dreams. What could you do? What could you say that would be uncomfortable, yes, but would move you forward? Or deeper in the sense of you being more fulfilled, more alive, more authentic in whatever it is that's important to you right now. Now, is it going to be easy? Not necessarily. It's probably going to be uncomfortable. It might be darn scary, actually, but that's okay. I promise, no matter what it is, and of course, this is a little presumptuous of me, but you'll survive. You'll be okay. And in fact, like so many other experiences you've had in your life, it'll probably be the thing, or one of the things when you look back, you'll say, boy, I'm so glad I did that. I'm so grateful I had the courage to do that. Or thank goodness I had the support of my coach or my friend or my team or whoever it is. So take a look in your life. See where you're not willing to be uncomfortable. Check out the fear underneath that and get some support and challenge yourself to step through that fear and be willing to be uncomfortable. The more willing you are to be uncomfortable, the more your life can expand and take off. Thanks, as always, for listening. You can stay in touch with me, of course, at my website at mike-robbins.com.